little bit more than mid screen. Pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
Oh, thank you, God. We are back. Shadow Games Podcast, episode 221. And, of course, this episode we will be talking about what went down last week during the most infamous show of every year. And we are talking about the Electronic Entertainment Expo 2017. So, we have a lot of news to cover for you guys today. But, you know what? Let's do this. What I've been playing this past week or past several weeks, because we've been a little busy. I was at my cousin's wedding up in Yosemite, so I had to drive. I was tired as hell. I didn't want to do any type of podcast. And then I injured myself. Like you see, I'm limping, holding on to Wayne like my own crutch. And yeah, so we've been playing this week. Well, for me, I've been playing this fun little game that it's a DLC. It's called Friday the 13th, the game. If you guys haven't seen it, seen what it is, guess play it. It's a multiplayer, 8 to 10, I believe 8 to 10 people, or 8 people. One of them is Jason. Everybody else is gonna be the one who's gonna be the survivor. And I've been playing that the past several weeks too as well. It's been a fun game. I met a lot of people online, good people. Shout out to Bryce Games on YouTube and also on Twitch. Really cool guy. Makes everything really fun to play with. Jason. And the most recent download that I have, damn, that computer's loud, is that I downloaded the Savini Jason. What do you guys think of what is Savini Jason? Savini Jason is from it's co-created by Tom Savini. If you don't know who he is, look up the Sultan of Splatter or the Guru of Gore. He worked with George A. Romero from his zombie films, and also worked on with a lot of ones too as well. He was also on From Dusk Till Dawn with Quentin Tarantino and George Clooney. Really cool guy, really awesome, and really knows his real blood gore special effects. Let's see. Other than that, I've been playing a lot of Street Fighter V for the PlayStation 4. A new character came out named Ed. Ed, he's like a cross between Balrog and a Shoto player. But the thing is, instead of using diagonal buttons, you actually use buttons itself to activate his specials. So been playing that, not that much on him recently, but I still gotta get used to it. And yeah, that's about it for me this past 2 weeks or so. Wayne, how about you, man?
Well, let's see, what have I been playing?
We got a lot of news to cover, man.
I know, right? I've done some Forza Horizon 3, Hot Wheels expansion on that, which is, well, amazing. So much fun. Destiny, Guardians of the Galaxy Episode 2.
I still have to play that one.
For Telltale. Little bit of Watch Dogs. Yeah. Got through with, like, the first, 10, 20 minutes or whatever it was. More non-stop Chuck Norris.
You getting air over there?
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. It's hot over here in San Diego today. It's like 80 some odd.
It was 100 in San Diego.
Yeah, it was about 94 where I work at, so.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's about it. And I think I did a little bit of Titanfall 2 as well. I don't know, it seems like I've been playing a lot, but I don't remember what all I've been playing.
Alright, so let's get off of the shenanigans and get on with the real news that we're here for this week. Wayne, go up. Alright, so as I was talking about, we are talking about Friday the 13th on this news right here. Free Friday the 13th game DLC coming soon as apology for the server issues, as it happened. Retro Jason's on his way for this week of gameplay. This is pretty much the old school Jason as we know it, but the thing is, he is a little more kind of a purplish. Remember, have you seen those? The way I describe it is how. Have you seen oil in the water? And you see how like the rainbow color is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how Jason's gonna look like. There's also a retro. Yeah, I know, it's gonna be pretty cool. There's also gonna be retro skins for the survivors, like the 80s, you know, attire. Like you have the sweater going around.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, like that. You also got the high water pants for the ladies. You also got the that stuff. I mean, you also get, you get like a looks like to be a Weekend at Bernie's costume DLC, which is pretty fun to say. And so pretty much thanks to us gamers believed to be that there was issues for its, you know, launch last month, the effects of which are still being felt to some extent. To make up for this, the publisher Gun Media has announced it will make this game's first content update available for free. There's also a trailer out for it too as well. And what Gunn said is, quote unquote, to make up for the issues and thank you for the patience by giving away, quote unquote, cool free S bleep. So, yeah. And the main component of this DLC is a retro version of Jason that comes with the chiptune music created by Mitch Murder.
Okay.
You could actually get that, listen to it a little bit on the trailer too as well. The DLC is new. It is also new clothing for every counselor, so you play as a counselor, well as 13,000 free customization points for all players. So, you know, if you accumulate points, I'm going to get that too as well.
Nice.
Everyone will also be able to partake in a double XP schedule for this weekend. From June 23rd to the 25th, the DLC itself launches on the 20th, which is tomorrow.
Nice.
Now, overall, Gun Media is very thankful for the fans, supporters, and also those interested in the game, as I am a very huge horror movie fan, so I cannot wait to see how this one goes. All right, so what do we got here? Yeah, we're having some more technical difficulties. All right, so if you guys haven't picked up a Nintendo Switch, stuff coming out for it too as well. How many of you guys remember the old Super Nintendo Entertainment System console itself?
Who doesn't?
It's one of the best ones out there that Nintendo has ever brought out, you know, other than the Nintendo 64, which is revolutionary with the controls and, you know, the 64-bit polygon stuff and whatnot. Speaking of Super Nintendo, it's the SNES-style controller for Nintendo Switch will be coming out this year. It's also compatible with PCs and mobile devices too as well.
Yeah.
What this looks like is pretty much the retro actual Super Nintendo pad. Four buttons, the D-pad, start, select, and also in between that, you also get your dual analog stick too as well. So, Nintendo Switch players looking for some more retro experience will be happy to know that 8-bitted... What?
8-bit
is making a replica SNES controller built with the system in mind. So the SNES 30 Pro features Bluetooth, USB-C, rumble version, which is pretty cool.
Vibration,
motion controls, and also player indicated LEDs. And of course, it looks like just the traditional SNES controllers. Yeah. Pictures out of it now.
It looks good.
Yeah. You also see the Super Famicom style model. If you'd like to capture the classic Japanese ones, you could also get that too as well. And Wayne actually does have the picture. It looks pretty cool. Pretty cool.
It's good rendering there.
Yeah, it has the lettering too as well. The coloring for the X, for the Y, X, B, A buttons.
Looks like there's some programmable options too.
Yep, looks like it too as well. The same color scheme, the gray, the black, and the whole works. So let's see when does that come out? When does that come out? Idiot, I mean. Go down. Also, there'll all be two
holiday.
New. Yeah, so holiday of the coming year. There's also. Ooh, go down?
Arcade
what?
Stick. Yep.
Yeah. There's also an arcade stick coming out. Dude, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen it, Google it. You'll see it on GameSpot. What are we talking about? Alright, what else we got next? My Wayne, your computer's slow.
Yeah. Oh,
go back in the far left.
Either way.
We're still talking about E3, man. Come on.
It's all E3.
Yeah. So, I'm a huge fan of this game. I got it. I beat it. I'm only about mid-60s, say 65% complete this game. I still haven't done the other side, well, a lot of the side missions too as well. So recently, during E3 of 2017, Breath of the Wild DLC, the Master Trails gameplay reveals pretty much new armor and challenge too as well. Along with that, they play a new mode and pretty much the battles itself gets tougher. So the upcoming DLC is easily one of the most anticipated releases upcoming for Nintendo fans, and I do agree, since the trailer shows it. I didn't get to see the marketing for it too as well during E3, but so what? Yeah. So stopping by the GameSpot E3 2017 stage show, Nintendo's Danny Oriora showed off gameplay and the DLC's new Master Mode. A lot of background noise going on over there.
Yep.
And the video, we see pretty much the red Boko bins has been replaced with blue ones that regenerate health. You can also spot you from, you know, much further away. So much a lot of camera angles too as well. You don't need to beat Breath of the Wild to be able to play the Master Mode. You simply start a game in a new mode regardless of where you're at in the game, and there's also tons of new armor options in the DLC package itself. The one that looks really good is the Phantom Armor that Link picks up on the video too as well. If you guys can see it, it's on YouTube as well. There's also new masks that grant you abilities and travel medallions that allow you to teleport to designated points on the map itself. Yeah.
And then there's
you also got the Tri-Sword too as well. In order to unlock the full power of the Master Sword, you need to complete an epic 45 room challenge. Holy crap.
Yeah.
So several of his armor, weapons, and food, Link needs to battle it without the just of resources around him. So technically survival mode.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fun to watch.
That seems crazy.
Yeah, it'll be pretty cool.
It comes out at 30th.
Yep, so at the end of the month, guys. It's ready. Oh my god, you moron. You see what I gotta deal with here, folks.
Really. Yeah.
So have some news here about this is regarding about the E3 itself. E3 itself.
The actual show.
Yeah, the actual show itself. It ended on June 15th, and as expected, it was a big show in terms of quote-unquote attendance. The attendance for 2017 was 68,400, a figure that includes 15,000 public tickets that was on sale and completely sold out this year for the first time in the event's history. Before, when I used to work for GameStop, I went there for 3 times for 3 years when I used to work for them. Wayne, how many times you went over there?
I've been there probably half a dozen times.
Yeah, so pretty much the 68,400 figure is up from the 50,300 at E3 of 2016 of last year. So yeah. E3 2018 will be held in June 12th to June 14th of 2018 at the Los Angeles Convention Center. The show will stay in Los Angeles through 2019, but it also remains to be seen what will happen after that. We had the same issues here with Comic-Con too, as well.
Mike Gallagher, who is the ESA CEO, in a roundtable interview, actually had stated that if the Los Angeles Convention Center does not modernize and upgrade the facility,
bye bye.
Yeah, basically, he hopes the Convention Center will undergo, more space. They need more space.
Yeah. You know, the convention center is
this convention center has two main areas here, and they are separated by a long corridor.
Yep,
two separate buildings.
The west, the south, and the north buildings.
Yeah,
so it's three, but the west is kind of small.
Yeah.
So, but mostly is the north and the south mall. So.
Yeah, and whether they're gonna sell tickets, we'll see about that.
Yeah, for next year is still undetermined at this time.
But just keep an open mind that until 2020, we don't really know. Yeah.
All right, so what do we got next here? Wayne, this is
Destiny.
For you.
Destiny. So it is actually coming out that we know that for Destiny 2, PS4 is once again going to get exclusive. It's a deal that Activision has with Sony. Yeah.
I got both. This guy's completely biased, as you can tell. We barely have any type of Sony news here on our feed. So I'm sorry about that. I'm not biased at all. I got all three, and this guy only has Microsoft.
I've used the Sony systems. I just haven't been swayed by them yet.
And what are you crying about Destiny 2 then? Ah, caught ya, punk. All right.
Yeah, so so Destiny 2 is going to be on PS4, Xbox One, PC. There are going to be some DLC that's going to be exclusive to PS4 on launch. However, Luke Smith, Destiny 2 game director, admitted on Twitter that the exclusive content will arrive on Xbox One and PC sometime in 2018. He didn't give us any more information than that, so we're still waiting for more details. It's expected to be after fall of 2018, so like a full year after release.
So technically,
never. Well, with the first Destiny, there were some exclusive DLC that we never got.
That's true.
Yeah, and that unfortunately happens.
Blizzard.
So, biggest piece is going to be a Lake of the Shadow of Strike. There's also going to be a Crucible map called Retribution, an exotic sniper rifle called Borealis, armor, and a ship. So, and there is a trailer available through Destiny if you want to check that out.
Yep. Unpin. There you go. I'm teaching him how to use his computer, which I never used before.
So
this is one weird thing that I didn't notice during the actual show itself, but we just noticed it right now. Minecraft on the Nintendo Switch requires an Xbox Live login.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So it'll unify between all your systems,
except
for PlayStation.
These are the bastards.
Basically. basically, this is going to, I believe, allow you to have a better cross-platform gaming experience. Let's see, what else do we here? I think it might not even allow you to keep your game saves going between them, but I'm not really sure.
Really? If that's the case, I don't see why not.
That's about login. Yeah. Said it'll be the same system across all devices.
Mm-hmm. Gerstmann also asks if the players will be able to earn achievements. The quote-unquote, I don't know yet, he replied. So I'm guessing no.
And probably not.
It's pretty much a collaborative relationship between Nintendo and I don't have any achievements on their platform yet. So hey, if they want to steal, I would love to be able to do it. But the relationship between Nintendo is incredibly strong, which is awesome.
It's going to be interesting to see how this works out.
Indeed.
But that's basically it on that one there. It would really be kind of cool if that did work out. I know at one point, Microsoft was pushing for Xbox Live to be the gaming network for all systems.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? Nintendo's been struggling in that area. It wouldn't surprise me if at some point in the future we do see that backbone interface collaboration.
I'm sweating your head up, Wayne. Jesus.
Something you're interested in.
Yeah, so, since the trailer release of Call of Duty World War II, I cannot wait for this game. Yep. So the balances of Nazi zombies with respect for the war, they said it's a challenge to balance, you know, the desperate parts of the game itself, too, as well as noted. The Call of Duty will aspire to be authentic, accurate, and representation of the war. So, you know, like a Saving Private Ryan for the current video game generation. Love that movie, by the way. So, however, it also includes a zombie mode, a popular mode for its, you know, absurdity and over the top weapons, which is so true.
Mm-hmm.
This year's mode also returns to the Nazi zombies, according to Sledgehammer Studios, who created the game. Head Michael Condry, balancing these two elements in the game is difficult, but the studio is working hard to truly make it happen, which is pretty cool. And also, the Condry filled a question about the necessity of including a fan favorite mode like zombies, and even while the studio is developing the game's story to reflect the horrors and brutality of war. You know, I really miss the old World War II. The last World War II game I enjoyed was also a Call of Duty, which was World at War. So pretty much each of the mode has their own creative drive and priorities, and campaigns is really about, you know, delivering the authenticity of the deeply personal story. From what he answered, multiplayer is really social and competitive, and there are some liberties here too as well. And the return of the Nazi zombies, we can't, you know, sit here and say that there's authenticity to that too as well, because it never happened.
Although they did try.
they did try. And only the fans really wanted that too as well. This is a creative outlet. So
yeah. If you haven't looked at the trailers for this, check it out. It's looking, World War II looks pretty good.
It's better than the last two.
It looks really good on so far. I'm still wary of it because it's, you know, Call of Duty, but they haven't really done very well lately with me, but I'm going to, you know, I'm really looking forward to giving it a chance. And one of our favorite bounty hunters is coming back, too. If you didn't notice during E3, Samus was announced as returning. So Metroid, yep. We're getting, I believe it was 2 games. We're getting Metroid Prime 4 for the Switch, and we're also going to get a traditional side-scrolling installment dubbed Metroid Samus Returns for the 3DS. So that's going to be definitely and I think the last one I played was Metroid Prime 3, I think it was.
Been a while, huh?
Yeah. But it's going to be really interesting to see how this rolls out for us. You know, it's really a good franchise, and I really enjoy those games. Return of Samus looks pretty cool.
Awesome. Alright.
Yeah, I don't think we got an actual date yet, did we?
No, none that I see yet. But it goes back to its roots.
Yes.
Which I love.
It's looking great. What else we got here?
Okay, we got two more for you guys. Yes.
I guess you got
Yes. I am a huge fan of this game series since the PlayStation 2. PlayStation 3 and the remake on 4 too as well from all the games. I'm talking about God of War. From what they said, God of War is a mature and deeply personal video game. During the Sony's E3 2017 press conference, we are treated to a brand new trailer of God of War. This is a new look at the game. They caught a glimpse of Kratos, you know, adventures through the lands and myths of Norse mythology. Can we see Thor in here? And so pretty much in his travels, he'll come across every variety of allies and monsters in this new, you know, region of the world. Along the way, he'll bond with his son, which is pretty cool. You know, you have a partner in crime with you.
Yeah.
Who seems to possess some strange powers of his own to keep up with the older and more grizzled Kratos. So if you guys haven't seen how he looks like, he actually has a beard now, but he still looks the same but older scars. And he doesn't have the blades of them anymore. He actually has a Viking hammer.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool. And the God of War story is about father learning to bond with his son, which he has, who is still very much naive in a way of the world, and pretty much trying to build him the way Kratos built himself.
Yeah.
So this is pretty much an interesting, you know, way to do it too as well. So you actually have to do it with yourself. So during a private chat with creative director Corey Balrog,
mm-hmm.
Damn, I was about to say Balrog, but and creative director of God of War 2, he spoke about a lot of the changes in his game as compared to the others, and how his own personal experiences with becoming a father have changed his outlook on what God of War is and what it can be. Corey said that spot on. Actually, me and the team, we were young, typical, because that was back, what, 2000?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
2007 ish, give or take. You know, they were young when they made them, and now they're all older. They've got families, and we've seen, you know, life and how it's, you know, different, you know, through the lens. Quote unquote, mature works on two fronts, right? The mature is handling the mature subjects like violence, death, and loss, but we also handle it in a different way too as well. I don't think we would go back and change any of the things that we have done, or I have done.
Yeah.
So this is pretty cool. So it tells a story of him too as well. So this, we can all relate to it, you know.
Yeah. If you haven't looked at the trailer, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, dude. It's like watching Old Man Wolverine.
Yeah.
Logan. All right, so we got one more left.
Actually, I got a few other things too. I will point out that there's a couple other things, news happening right now. One other game that's really excited that I'm looking forward to is Wolfenstein 2.
Yes, awesome. Let's see. For me, the other game I am looking forward to is Dragon Ball FighterZ, which is my friend Max and several others have played. And from what they have told me, the game is only 35% complete.
Yeah, it looks
pretty
good.
If you guys haven't seen it, it's just imagine an updated version of Marvel vs. Capcom 2, 3-on-3 gameplay, but Dragon Ball characters. It fits the theme very well, and I'm surprised it took them that long.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen it, check it out. Dragon Ball FighterZ. And also another one, too. Mm-hmm. God, Jesus, so much games coming out, man.
Right?
What's yours, man?
Well, another thing that's getting ready to come out, and we don't have an official announcement yet, but we do have a teaser announcement.
For?
A new Atari console.
Oh, yes, I was reading about that earlier.
It's
Atari making a comeback? What?
Yeah. We don't have any details yet. I'm really excited about it. I've seen the graphical teaser video that Atari has up. I'm on their list to get information for it, so we'll find out what we can. But it looks beautiful, what little bit they showed. It looks like a modern version of the old Atari, 2600?
Yeah, 26 or 2700, depending on your preference.
Yeah, you know, the wood-crafted design, sleek you know, look and everything.
All right, so any other news?
Oh, man, I know there was other stuff going on,
too. Oh, yeah,
too,
for me, I do. As a long-time fighting game fanatic, a new game has come out from the Marvel vs. Capcom series. It's called Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
Yeah.
It showed us gameplay. I actually did download the story mode of how to play it, but I haven't played it yet. Been a little busy trying to heal up my ankle. But they also brought out new characters, too, as well. Rocket, no Groot yet, but he is good as an assist. Thanos, Dante, Zero. Oh, God, I hated that character. Worse. Chris Redfield, and, you know, all the ones that came out. What else do we have that came out? Oh, Arthur as well. Spencer. And from what I've heard, we might be able to see Cable and Deadpool. But it's just rumors going on, so.
Yeah. Other than that, we did fail to mention that the Xbox One X was announced. Some other news related to that.
Yes, the price-wise for $500, and people have been saying, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's got a lot of great hardware inside of that.
Amazing hardware.
I'm looking forward to picking one up at some point. Probably not an initial late launch, but...
Same here. I'd rather wait for all the shenanigans to go down, bring a few more games in so I actually enjoy the game instead of playing one game and just going, meh.
Also, another thing that was announced, that the Duke is coming back.
Oh, Jesus.
The original Xbox controller is coming back. The Duke. Your old school Xbox console game controller.
If you guys haven't seen it, how big it is. That thing
it's big.
It's big.
But we're also going to get backwards compatibility with the original old school Xbox games.
Yep.
You will actually be able to literally set up a four-way networked local play between the original Xbox console, an Xbox 360, an Xbox One S, and an Xbox One X. Think about that. That's pretty crazy. And it looks like Phil Spencer has even indicated that backwards compatibility for Xbox games will come to the PC as well. So, there's some cool games that came out back then. I'm looking forward to seeing how that works out.
Alright, so, last game that we'll be talking about, the last news of this episode... Wayne, as an Xbox guy, is excited for this game to come out, but it's not for Xbox, for PlayStation 4.
I know.
I said, again, I am not biased. This guy, on the other hand, like... Yeah. Alright, so what we're talking about here is the new Spider-Man 4. Oh, actually, no. Spider-Man for the PlayStation 4. There is gameplay of it out. It actually is out right now. 8 minutes of wonderful gameplay. The physics was so nice on this game.
It does. Oh, it looks beautiful.
God.
Insomniac Games is putting a lot of great touches into this game.
Oh, really great touches. And they're not even done with it yet, too, as well.
No.
I mean, you know, there's some, you know, script errors here and there. There's some, you know, imperfections, but hey.
They've been working on this for a while, though, too.
Quite a while.
Yeah.
They were working this for, what, 2 years? 3 years?
At least.
At the same time as Tom Holland was announced as Spider-Man. So it's been that long.
Yep.
And they're still trying to perfect it, too, as well.
And you're gonna be a more matured Spider-Man in this game. You're not gonna be, you know, learning how to web. You're already gonna know what to do in this game.
Yeah, so pretty much, on the trailer, we saw Spider-Man make his way through the like pretty much a construction zone, taking down enemies with his web slinging abilities, along with Batman Arkham style combat, which is pretty cool. Which I noticed that too was on the trailer. The action then moved on to downtown New York, where Spider-Man swung his way through buildings and chasing in a helicopter through the city as well. The trailer also revealed that Miles Morales, yes, folks, Miles Morales will be in the game at some capacity.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting how it works out too. We did find out from people involved in the game that it is actually impossible for Spider-Man to kill in this game, so they're going to keep that realistic with the Spider-Man character.
Which is, lore.
Parker just can't do that.
No.
He can't bring himself to that. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be interesting here.
So they're also going to say that the Spider-Man cast players as the iconic web slinger is a completely original story, separate from, you know, the Spider-Man Homecoming coming out next month on the MCU. The game itself takes place at a time where Peter Parker is quote unquote experienced and more masterful at fighting crime in New York.
Yep.
So yeah, there you go. So it's pretty much a whole different Spider-Man from what we played.
And it looks great.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Alrighty guys. So that's all for the news this week, and I want to give you guys a heads up too as well. We are officially 1 month away from San Diego Comic Con 2017. Woo-hoo! We still haven't gotten our badge, but we're still waiting for it.
We're still waiting for that. We did get confirmation today that the
badges are coming out in mails.
The animated movie to be shown is going to be
Friday night. It'll be Batman and Harley Quinn.
Which, if you haven't seen the trailer before, check it out.
I just tagged Wayne on the unofficial San Diego Comic Con blog, and I still have to watch the trailer for it, so I'll probably watch it after this podcast.
It looks good. I've seen, in the trailer, it looks good. It's going to have a very Batman the Animated Series feel to it, with a little bit mixed in of some other stuff we've seen.
Yep.
So
can't wait for that. It's also exclusive to ask you guys. Wanna follow what's going on, what's coming out, follow the San Diego Comic Con page. It's the unofficial San Diego Comic Con fan page run by our friend Eric here from San Diego, and also follow the unofficial San Diego Comic Con blog.
Yeah.
It tells us what's coming out, who's coming out, what exclusives are coming out during Comic Con, and you know, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, we are ready. My camera's waiting. I'm waiting for two new batteries to show up, because I kind of roasted them when I was at Yosemite National Park 2 weeks ago. So, you know what happens. So what?
It does. Hey,
$50 a piece, I don't care. I'll spend $100 to replace two batteries. And
Yeah, that's nothing.
So, anywho, again, guys, follow us on our Facebook page, twoshotsofgeek.com. Also, actually, at twoshotsofgeek, same way too with our Instagram and also our Twitter account too as well. Make sure to visit our main website, www.twoshotsofgeek.com, to see what's going on and what kind of shenanigans we're going to do.
Yep.
So just give it a heads up. I am a photographer, and I'll be at every cosplay photo shoot at Comic-Con.
That you can get to.
that my half-broken leg can get to. So, again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com, and ladies and gentlemen, we are here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Let's go. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.